Okay, I'll tell you a story that stayed in my memories. About Mikitsa, your grandma. She was already connected with the Liberation Front during the war. And we used to take the bus together, and we drove, me to school and her to work. And then one day she said to me, "You know what? Now you will have to be strong, because I'm going to Kozyak, and I'm not going to come home again, and you have to tell mother and father." This was very upsetting. And we drove with the bus to the city, and we said our goodbyes there, and I didn't see her for 4 years. And then at home, I had to prepare mother and father that she has gone to join the partisans and will not return. And well, soon after that, they came for us, and they took us to the concentration camps. One morning they rang the doorbell. These memories are still so alive to me. There were two Gestapos, and they said, "You have half an hour to pack." I can still see it clearly. Mother was hanging in there, but my father, he froze like a statue in the middle of the room. I can still see him. He stood like a statue. He couldn't understand, "What does this mean?" And I was the only one who was lucid enough, so they told me to pack what I can in half an hour, and then we should go. So I packed for all three of us. What I could, I threw together. Then I ran to the basement. I asked them if I could, because we had all our jewelry and valuables there. I took those boxes to the housekeeper and told her, "We are going now. They have come for us." And I asked her if she could take care of them. And she did. When we returned, we got them back. That's what I did last, and then we went. I remember we went on foot over the Maribor Bridge to the Gestapo's. And on the bridge we met a man from our block of flats. And we knew that he was the one who had betrayed us and called the Gestapo. We used to live on the third floor, and the whole headquarters of partisans stayed with us for 2 weeks, or something like that. And of course they walked around, and people became aware of this. They slept on the floor in blankets. We had a two-bedroom, quite large flat, and there were so many people you could barely walk. The whole headquarters was there. And this man, he betrayed us. Yes. And then when we walked over the bridge, we ran into him. And he was looking at us, and we turned away. We didn't even look at him. It's interesting that when my mother and I were returning after war, we walked again across the bridge, and we ran into the same man. And when he saw us, he spread his arms and greeted us. But mother and I both turned our heads away from him. And to think, he had the heart to greet us in this way. People are just unbelievable. I can still see him now, how he spread his arms in joy, as if we were relatives. And because of him, we were in the camps. And like that, one after another, we came back from the war. And this is how we returned, mother and I alone, because father died in one of the camps. This is war. War teaches you a lot. It takes a lot. That's just the way it is.